Unit 1, Economic Development and Overview. In this, deal with the growth and development in the following sections. 1.0, Objectives. 1.1, Introduction. 1.2, Meaning of Development. 1.3, Difference between Growth and Development. 1.4, Factors Governing Economic Development. We also check your progress, part 2. 1.5, Keywords. 1.6, References. 1.7, Books for Self-Study. 1.8, Questions for Self-Study. 1.0, Objectives. 1.1, Introduction. 1.2, Meaning of Development. 1.3, Difference between Growth and Development. 1.4, Factors Governing Economic Development. 1.5, Keywords. 1.6, References. 1.7, Books for Self-Study. And 1.8, Questions for Self-Study. Page 2, Section 1.0, Objectives. This unit introduces you to the concepts of economic development and economic growth. After studying this unit, you will be able to, number 1, to explain the meaning of development and growth. Number 2, to distinguish between development and growth. Number 3, to understand problems of development. Number 4, to analyze the factors governing the economic development. Section 1.1, Introduction. Economic development deals with the problems and prospects of less developed countries. Although the study of economic development attracted the attention of eminent economists right from Smith, Marx, Keynes, it mainly confined to static nature and mainly related to Western European framework of social and cultural institutions. However, Great Depression and the Second World War forced the economists to analyze the problems of economic development of the less developed countries. As a result, keen interest shown by the economists and the governments of the less developed countries led to the emergence of a new branch of economic theory called economics of development. Now, the study of economics of development has become a part of economic theory without which the study of economics is said to be incomplete. Study of economic development not only helps to analyze the problems and constraints but also helps to solve the problems of development in less developed countries. Page 3, Section 1.2, Meaning of Development. The concept economic development is a complex one and difficult to define in a precise manner. On the basis of national income criteria, Professor Mayer and Baldwin defined economic development is a process of whereby an economy's real national income increases over a long period of time. This definition implies three ingredients of economic development. Number one, process. This implies the series of change in social, technological, and economic forces which increase the rate of development. Number two, real income. This refers to total output of final goods and services expressed only in terms and not in money terms. This indicates the higher level of real national income. Number 3. Long period. This implies that real national income should not only rise in short period but also rise in long period to sustain the process of development. On the other hand, on the basis of per capita income criteria, Professor Libenstein says economic development implies the enhancement of an economy's power to produce goods and services per capita. But according to UNO, development concerns not only with man's material needs but also the improvement of social conditions of his life. Therefore, development is not only economic growth but growth plus change, social, cultural, institutional and economic. This definition emphasizes different aspects involved in the process of development. On the basis of these definitions, it can be concluded that economic development is a process which not only increases national income in money terms and real terms but also implies social, political and institutional changes. Page 4, Section 1.3, Differences between economic development and economic growth. We can briefly recognize the difference between the concepts of growth and development on the following lines. Number 1. According to Professor Schumpeter, economic development is a discontinuous and spontaneous process whereas growth is a gradual and steady process. Number 2. Development alters and displaces the equilibrium state previously existing. Economic growth increases income and saving without affecting the existing equilibrium. Number 3. Economic growth refers to more output, while economic development implies both more output and changes in the technical and institutional arrangements by which it is produced and distributed. Number 4. Friedman rightly says that development is an innovative process which leads to structural transformation of social system, whereas growth as an expansion system implies more output with great efficiency without a change in its structure. Number 5. Economic growth relates to quantitative sustained increase in the country's per capita output or income, accompanied by its labor force, consumption, capital and trade. Number 6. On the other hand, economic development relates to qualitative changes in economic wants, type of goods, method of production, changes in allocation of resources and distribution of goods. Number 7. Economic development refers to problems of less developed countries. How to solve unemployment problems, reduce inequalities relating to allocation of scarce resources, distribution of goods and to achieve economic development. Whereas, economic growth relates to problems of developed countries like how to maintain steady growth, what rate of investment should be required to attain and maintain steady growth rate. Page 5. Despite these differences, both development and growth are used as synonyms. According to Lewis, most often we refer to growth but occasionally to development. Both development and growth suggest a transition to something that is new from something that is old. Growth itself is a result of development. Economic growth leads to economic progress, while economic growth implies an increase in national income. Economic growth implies an increase in per capita and improvement in living standard. Economic progress itself implies increase in economic welfare, while economic progress refers to an increase in real per capita. Economic welfare refers to distributive aspect of real per capita income. Economic progress is nothing but an improvement in economic welfare. Thus, economic development, economic growth and economic progress are commonly used as synonyms to each other. Let us check your progress. Number 1. Define economic development. Number 2. Explain the difference between A. Economic development and economic growth. B. Economic growth and economic progress. Page 6. Section 1.4. Factors governing economic development. Economic development of an economy depends on number of factors. We can classify these factors into number 1. Economic factors and number 2. Non-economic factors. Let us analyze how these factors determine the economic development in detail. Section 1.4.1. Economic factors. Economic factors are those which directly affect economic development. Rate of development rises or falls as a result of changes in the economic factors. Important economic factors that determine the rate of economic development are A. Availability of natural resources. Natural resources refer to land, air, sunshine, water, animals, vegetables, forests, etc. For economic development, existence of natural resources in abundance is a prerequisite. Countries which are rich in natural resources, with the help of modern technology, can attain rapid economic development. Utilization of the natural resources. Economic development depends on proper utilization of natural resources. These natural resources should be neither underutilized nor misutilized. What is required is the optimal proper utilization of these resources. Number 3. Population and human resources. Role of human resources can be classified into its role as a factor, service and as a unit of consumption. As a factor, human resources provide labor and entrepreneurship which help to exploit natural resources. As a consumption unit, human resources create demand for national product. Thus, human resources and population determine the economic development. Besides, development depends upon optimum population. That is, there should be neither overpopulation nor underpopulation. Number 4. Capital. Capital plays a major role in economic development to exploit natural resources. Abundant supply of capital is required. Increase in capital leads to increase in output and income. Supply of capital depends on the rate of capital formation, which depends on generation of saving, mobilization of saving and investment. Page 7. Factor 5. Favorable investment pattern. Favorable investment pattern implies proper selection of industries for investment purposes and choice of production techniques to be adopted to maintain low cost and to attain maximum productivity. Number 6. Technological advancement. Technological advancement can be viewed as an engine of economic growth. It makes use of capital goods more productively through increasing efficiency. Technological progress depends on invention and innovations. Number 7. International factors. Economic development also depends on international trade, which is determined by capacity to export and ability and willingness to import capital goods from foreign countries. Development also depends on international cooperation. Number 8. Development planning. Development planning determines the rate of economic development. Proper economic planning guides the economy in mobilizing the resources and then to different sectors. Further, proper planning of allocation ensures increase in production. Naturally, correct planning increases employment opportunities and ensures that production is continued uninterrupted. Planning helps equitable distribution of goods and services in the economy as it attempts to remove market imperfections. Ultimately, it is the objective of the planning to ensure provision of welfare of the people. Page 8. Section 1.4.2. Non-economic factors. Economic development depends not only on economic factors but also on many non-economic factors which are difficult to measure on many times and they are non-tangible also. Let us see some of the non-economic factors which influence development. Number 1. Desire for development. In any country, people should always express their desire to develop. If they are not interested in development, then it becomes very difficult to promote development. In most of the developing countries, as majority of the people are illiterate, they are not aware of the development implications of what they are doing. This works out as a major hurdle for development. Number 2. Education. Development occurs more rapidly in those economies where education is widespread. An educated person more easily accepts new things than an uneducated. Number 3. Social and institutional change. Development depends on social and institutional changes. Conservative nature of people and rigid social institutions like joint family, caste systems, etc. retard development. Therefore, reforms should be introduced in social and institutional setup. Number 4. Maintenance of law and order. Defense of the country against external aggression and maintenance of law and order within the country promotes economic development. Peace, stability, legal protection, etc. increases entrepreneurial ability and efficiency of others. Number 5. Stable government. Stable government with its suitable and proper policies stimulates capital formation, allocated scarce economic resources efficiently. It ensures equal distribution of goods and services. Thus, economic development is determined by both economic and non-economic factors. Check your progress. 2. 1. Mention 3 economic factors that determine economic development. Page 9. 1.5. Economic development is a dynamic process which concerns not only material needs of human being but also concerns with the improvement of social conditions of his or her life. Development is discontinuous process which alters and displaces the existing state of equilibrium. Development refers to more output along with structural change, whereas growth is a gradual and a steady progress which implies more output without structural changes. While development deals with the problems of less developed countries, growth is concerned with the problems of developed countries. Economic development is determined not only by economic factors, that is natural resources, human resources, capital formation, development planning, but also by non-economic factors like social and institutional reforms, stable government and its efficient policies, etc. Page 10, Section 1.6, Keywords. Number 1. economic development. Economic development implies more output with structural changes like change in technology, mode of production, social attitude, etc. Number 2. Economic growth. Economic growth refers to more output with or without structural change. Number 3. Economic progress. Economic progress is one which implied improvement in welfare. Number 4. Economic factors. Economic factors refers to availability and utilization of scarce resources, human resources, capital, technology, entrepreneurial ability, and so on. These factors determine economic factors, economic development. Number 5. Non-economic factors. Non-economic factors refer to education, social and institutional factors like joint family, caste system, law of inheritance, etc. on which economic development depends. Section 1.7. Books for self-study. Number 1. M.L. Jingan, The Economics of Development and Planning. Number 2. Gerald Mayer, Leading Issues in Economic Development. Section 1.8. Questions for self-study. Number 1. Define economic development. Explain the factors that determine economic development. Number 2. Distinguish between economic development and economic growth. Author, Professor Satya Prema.